Jeff Meucci began his career in local government long before Petersburg was even a borough. He started out in Parks and Recreation, then sat on city council from 1990 to 95, and was the mayor from 95 to 99. He's throwing his name in the hat again out of his sheer love for small-town politics. And as a retiree, well, he has a lot of time on his hands.
Yeah, it's a lot of work from time to time, a lot of reading, and a lot of contacting people. I kind of like the process of how policy works within the borough, working with borough staff and working with community members who would like to see things done, whether it's trails or housing or childcare.
Meucci likes the balance and diversity of ideas spread across the assembly at present, but he says there are a lot of big financial questions in front of them.
I think we're in a very solid financial situation in town, but that's not always how it's going to be, and I think we have to have a little bit of vision to look 3 to 5 years down the line about what impacts some of the spending that we're having and, you know, pay attention to the budget.
And Meucci's hoping to be part of that discussion for the next 3 years. If he gets reelected, he wants to hold the line in support of a controversial new hospital project, but also keep working to assuage its critics.
We have to work hand in hand with the hospital board to make sure we help them with the ideas that they're trying to put forward for a new hospital, and still ask the hard questions about finances. We hear from the neighbors of where the new hospital is going to go, and I think it's important to see what we can do to mitigate some of their concerns.
Also on Meucci's agenda is advancing collaboration between the borough and the local tribal government, Petersburg Indian Association.
Their president, Chris Morrison, is very proactive and leading them in a good direction, and I think there should be an opportunity for both of those governments to sit down and talk about what they have in common and see what they like to work on, and for the borough to understand more what's important to the tribal members of the community.
Meucci wants to stick around to help implement the protocols set forth by APEI, which is concluding a review of the borough's safety and hiring practices. He also sits on the borough's housing task force and wants to continue working to identify housing needs in the community. Meucci's colleague in the assembly and on the housing task force, Dave Kenzinger, has decided to bow out. He says it's time for some new blood.
Time for a younger set of people to start getting involved in local government. I'm going to be 69 next month, and I'm a strong believer that we need to have more women and more younger people on the assembly and in all of our boards and commissions.
Aside from Meucci, there are three other contenders for the two assembly seats: Rob Schwartz, Rick Perkins, and former assembly member Jay Stanton Greger. Kenzinger isn't shy about his preferences for a potential successor.
Jay's the one that actually talked to me and, I won't say strong arm, but kind of convinced me that I needed to run for assembly 3 years ago, and I feel good not running for the assembly since he is running.
And now, Kenzinger wants to return that encouragement to Stanton Greger, who lost his assembly seat in last year's election. Kenzinger says they don't see eye to eye on everything, but they agree on his two biggest priorities: building the new hospital and maintaining adequate funding for Petersburg's school district.
I feel that if we don't do those two things, I think we're going to have a lot of problems.
With two assembly meetings to go before Election Day, there's one thing Kenzinger wants to accomplish before he leaves. His swan song to the community is raising the minimum age for those who can operate borough vehicles.
Anybody under the age of 25 cannot drive a borough vehicle unless they have a CDL, a commercial driver's license, or chauffeur's license. It's just a real common sense ordinance.
He says a vehicular tragedy that claimed the lives of two borough employees in 2016 spurred the idea for the ordinance.
I don't really care to revisit that accident because it's been litigated in court for 7 years. But what I do think the community wants is they want to know that the borough is fostering a culture of safety that I think if we had had that accident might not have happened. I don't want to have something horrible like that happen 10, 15 years from now, when we're all long and gone.
At present, the only community members running for the two open assembly seats are Jeff Meucci, Rob Schwartz, Rick Perkins, and Jay Stanton Greger. The deadline to submit letters of intent for write-in candidates is Tuesday, September 29th at 4:30 p.m. Voter registration closes this Sunday, September 3rd. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.